Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are so fortunate to have a young person here with us today, Emma Hamill from Berrien Springs, Michigan. And Emma came to us to play at our open mic. Gosh, how long ago? Was that a couple years ago?
I think it was about a year ago.
A year ago. And you would have been how old then?
I think I was 15.
15, right. She played a few songs on the piano and shared her beautiful voice with us. And then I said, well, whose songs are those? And she said, well, I wrote those. And I was so impressed. It was so lovely. And when did you start writing songs?
I mean, I've been making up songs for as long as I can remember. When I was little, I had a little iPod Touch, and I would just like run outside and record myself singing. I would just make things up. And I've just started getting into performing this year, so I've been finishing songs, and it's really fun.
That's great. You're in high school now?
Yes, I'm a junior.
And tell me a little bit about your school. You're from a private school?
Yeah, I go to a private school. It's called Andrews Academy. It's in Berrien Springs. It's really cool.
Yeah? Nice school. What kind of things do you do there?
Just learning chemistry. And
chemistry.
Lots of homework every day.
Oh, that's great. And can you tell us a little bit about, before you tell us a little bit about the song, if people want to hear songs of yours, how would they, could they go to a website or something?
Yeah, I have a website. It's just emmahamill.com, and I have some more original music there.
Okay, great. Now, tell us a little bit about the song you're going to play.
So this song I wrote because I worry about everything, and I get very caught up in my head, and it makes it hard to enjoy a lot of things because I overthink, like the intro for this song, I overthought a lot. And same with all my other songs. I have problems with that. So I wrote this song, and it's called Sound. Mind is running at 100 miles a minute, so I'll just let it run. There's nothing left to do but let it make me lose my mind. You wanna talk, but I'm caught up inside my head. You mean well, I can tell by the things you said. But paranoia gets the best of me. I'll let you know when I can finally breathe again. I've been contemplating, complicating everything. Wish I had a way to be fine. Wishing I could let it go quiet, but I'm still drowning, falling deep in here. My head spins, spiral further down this hole I've dug myself in. Now what am I supposed to do? I'll say goodbye, it's nothing new. Now there's no one left around. All I have is sound. I wanna listen to the words you say, believe me. But believing them is so hard to do, 'cause maybe everything I think isn't true. So I keep you out 'cause I doubt that you'd wanna stay. Don't come in, no one wins 'cause you'll run away. I can't let you see all my flaws, so I won't let you through all my walls. I wish I could be what you want, who you think you know. I wish that life could be how I planned. I wish I wasn't like how I am, 'cause I'm still drowning, falling deep in here. My head spins, spiral further down this hole I've dug myself in. Now what am I supposed to do? I'll say goodbye, it's nothing new. Now there's no one left around. All I hear is sound, and it sounds like falling and breaking apart. Inside my head, sound that never ends. I'm still drowning, I'm falling deep in here. My head spins, spiral further this hole I've dug myself in. Now what am I supposed to do? I'll say goodbye, it's nothing new. Now there's no one left around. All I hear is sound. All I have is sound. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
And now, here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, because he still uses his eight ball to discern the future, the definitely not cool George Schricker.
Thank you, Jamie, and welcome, everybody. We have previously drawn two names out of the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour Shoot the Moon basket, and we're going to call them out of the audience right now and onto our stage to play Shoot the Moon. Can you all say that? Shoot the Moon. That's right. Our first contestant is coming to the stage right now. Bill Brown is coming. Bill, would you come on up? Welcome, Bill, to the stage. And Linda Hagen, can we welcome her to the stage? All right. Linda, you are a retired RN, is that correct?
I am.
Am I right that you have some interesting hobbies?
Really?
Well, it's something I'm deathly afraid of. They're called motorcycles?
Yes, I do.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Do you know how to actually ride a motorcycle?
I've been riding since I was 16 years old, and since I'm retired, you know about how old I am.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. And you do jigsaw puzzles, and you like euchre, one of my favorite games.
Yes.
Yes.
I play several times a week.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And do you... Is there money riding on these games?
Oh, that would be gambling, and we can't say that, but yeah, maybe so.
Oh. Okay, maybe so. Okay, I don't think the law enforcement will be here anytime soon, really. Bill Brown, you are from Culver, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
And you're a retired band and orchestra director.
I am.
So, and it's great to have you here. All the way up from Culver. How far away is that, just for our listening audience?
About 13.2 miles.
Yeah. So that's not really all the way, but it's a beautiful place. You have a beautiful lake there. Lake Maxinkuckee. Used to go swimming there as a kid. And they used to have a big pier that went out into the water. Is that right?
Yes, still do.
And well, back in my day, they had a big, big pier. They had like a wooden pier that extended out. You weren't there then.
No, I think that burned.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about that, or the police might really be here. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to play the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and these subjects are all tied directly to Bill Stain's life, either directly or indirectly. And so we have Bill up here on stage two, and we have some rules, right? And we need to read these, or we might have some kind of, I don't know, radio police come.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, George.
Try to imagine what they look like.
Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to these survey questions. Are you a human being? And with that answered correctly, are you ready, willing, and able to use that human body to play Shoot the Moon? From a collection of audience members wise enough to say yes instead of actually mooning us, two contestants are selected at random to play Shoot the Moon. So now let's play Shoot the Moon.
That's what I call a build-up. So Anyway, let's choose one of these. But first, we want a dramatic reading. Okay, a dramatic reading of these. So, Bill, do your best here to give us a dramatic reading of the four categories.
Roland in Rollinsford. Hectrasida histrionics. 11 spoonful of folk history. Films girls just want to have.
Okay. And I'm wondering if, Linda, you would choose one of these categories.
It has to be the last one, films girls just want to have.
Okay. All right, films girls just want to have. Which film featuring Cyndi Lauper also featured a Bill Stein song? Which one of these was it? Night of the Living Dead? That's A. B, The Opportunist, or C, Off and Running?
Off and Running.
That's correct. Very good. Can you tell us anything about that? How did they select that song? Or?
She was on the run from a murderer and walked into a bar, and my song was playing on the jukebox.
Wow.
I was yodeling.
Well, it served you well. Okay, that's great. Okay, Bill, you have a chance to tie it up here. Do you have a subject you'd like to choose?
Let's go with folk history.
Okay. 11 spoonful of folk music. We've already talked about this a little bit, Bill and I. Bill Staines mentions Club 47 in his autobiography, The Tour. The club was located in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Now, correct me if I get any of this wrong, okay? It was opened by Joyce Kalina and Paula Kelly in 1958.
If you say so.
Okay. Bill saw his first coffee house performance there in 1962. That's what your bio says.
Right.
As a sophomore in high school. And you described Club 47 during the 1960s as one of the premier folk venues in the country, which it was.
It was.
Later, the club name was changed, though, to Club Passim. Is that right?
That's correct.
And it was mainly for a time, was that mainly a jazz and blues club, or was, how did that work out? Because that's what it says in Wikipedia, and of course, that must be true if it was in.
It was never a jazz or blues club, although they had blues bands playing there. It went from the Club 47 to a place called Passim, and that went on for a number of years. And then the people who ran it, Bob and Rayanne Donlan, retired. And the folk community came in and decided what they wanted to do was get back to the Club 47 sort of image, but still keep the name Passim. So they changed Passim to Club Passim. And so it's still going strong, and they have children's programs and music lessons and all kinds of things.
Well, that's cool. Now, the question I have for you, Bill Brown, is which well-known artist was refused a set at Passim? Are you ready? Was it Bob Dylan? A. B. Vincent van Gogh? Or C, Bruce Springsteen?
I will go with A, Bob Dylan.
No, it was Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bruce Springsteen.
You're up.
Okay. What's our score, by the way, Jamie? That's very important, of course.
It's a nail biter, George. We're at Linda Hagen 1, Bill Brown 0.
Okay. We're hoping you come back, Bill. Okay. So, what'd you learn?
Histrionics.
Okay. Hectrasida histrionics.
I was going to say that.
Okay. What does the porcupine do in Bill Stein's very famous song, All God's Critters? Is that the correct title, by the way?
A Place in the Choir.
A Place in the Choir, okay. Song, which has been recorded, gosh, all over the world, and then it's in collected in songbooks all over the mm-hmm. world, and yeah. people sing it. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, what does the porcupine do? Okay, that's very important. Does A, quiver his quills? B, fiddle his fingers? Or C, talk to himself?
You didn't give me any hints at all. I was looking for your facial expressions. I'll go with A.
No, it was talks to himself. Okay. What's our score again?
At this time,
yes.
Linda Hagen now has one, and Bill Brown is still at zero.
But he has a chance to redeem himself,
he
correct?
He does. It might be a tie.
Okay. Roland and Rollinsford, here we go. Are you ready? Which folk singer shares a stomping ground with Bill Staines? He currently lives in the town of Rollinsford, New Hampshire, correct? Do I have a just? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Which one of these famous folk singers lived in Rollinsford? Okay, was it A, Tom Frisquet, pronounced Frisquet, a young folk singer with first the Electric Eels and now the Laid-Back Lampreys? Okay. Or B, Dave Gard, folk singer with the Kingston Trio. Or C, Marsha Mulvaney with the Salmon Falls Singers. And I think Salmon Falls is right there, isn't it?
It's the original name for Rollinsford.
Oh, there you go. So you got A, B, or C, Tom Frisquet, Dave Gard, or Marsha Mulvaney?
Well, I'll go with B.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Dave Gard, that's right. Yeah, Dave Gard is, did you ever cross paths with Dave Gard?
Yes, we used to have tea in the afternoon a lot.
How lovely.
Yeah, he was a wonderful producer. He left the Kingston Trio early on and was replaced by a fellow by the name of John Stewart. And Dave moved to Rollinsford towards the end of his life and lived in an apartment over a barn that was owned by one of our neighbors. There were two brothers, Rick and Ron Shaw, and Ron Shaw was part of the Pozo Seco Singers years ago. And so he knew Dave and the Kingston Trio, and Dave moved in to an apartment over their barn for the last couple of years of his life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a great story. Yeah. That's why you're here. Well, thank you so much. What is the score of our two contestants?
Well, after Bill Brown redeemed himself, we have a tie. Linda Hagen with one and Bill Brown with one.
Amazing. That's just amazing. Okay, and what do they get for their pursuits?
As a matter of fact, win or lose or tie, everyone gets lucky on Shoot the Moon. Each of our contestants have won a sticker, George, a big Wild Rose Moon sticker, suitable for applying to your instrument case, suitcase, electric scooter, bike basket, or forehead. Congratulations. Everybody wins when we play
Shoot
the Moon.
Give them a nice hand. Thank you so much.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Thanks so much to Emma Hamill for sharing her song with us. Thanks for our wonderful contestants on Shoot the Moon. We'll be back in the next section with Bill Staines.
With support from the Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskis, Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.